Hi, sister. This is Denise with Far Above Podcast. I wanted to link arms with you and pray scripturally for our prodigals. Today, I'm going to be using a Moms in Prayer scripture sheet that is entitled Praying Scripturally for Our Prodigals. So let's just jump in and pray for our prodigals. The Lord said to me, "You have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that your word is fulfilled." Jeremiah 1:12. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to link arms as sisters, as daughters of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you for our prodigals, and we lift them up to you. We're going to pray your word back to you. We're going to remind you of what you have said, and we're going to trust and believe that you will bring it to pass, because you say in your word that your word never returns void. So here we go. The Lord will keep our prodigals from all harm, and he will watch over our prodigals' lives. The Lord will watch over our prodigals coming and going, both now and forevermore. Lord, fulfill your purpose for our prodigals. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. Where can our prodigals go from your spirit? Where can our prodigals flee from your presence? If our prodigals go up to the heavens, you are there. If our prodigals make their bed in the depths, you are there. If our prodigals rise on the wings of the dawn, if they settle on their far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide our prodigals. Your right hand will hold them fast. Reach down your hand from on high and deliver our prodigals and rescue them from the mighty waters and from the hands of foreigners whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hands are deceitful. May our prodigals fear the Lord and hate evil. May they hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. Lord, you have engraved our prodigals' names on the palm of your hands. May our prodigals be yours, and you will be our prodigals' God. And you will give them one heart and one way that our prodigals may fear you always, for their own good and for the good of our prodigals' children after them. May our prodigals call unto you, and because you will answer them and tell them great and unsearchable things our prodigals do not know. Lord, please forgive our prodigals from undivided heart, and put a new spirit in our prodigals. Remove from our prodigals' heart a heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. Then our prodigals will follow your decrees and be careful to keep your laws, and our prodigals will be yours and you will be their God. For this is what you, the sovereign Lord, says. I myself will search for your prodigal and look after them as a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them. So will I look after your prodigal. I will rescue them from all the places where they have scattered on the day of clouds and darkness. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all of your heart, and with fasting and weeping and mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments. Lord, may my prodigal and my sister's prodigal return to you, for you are gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness. May our prodigals love the Lord with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their mind. May our prodigals know the truth, and the truth set them free. Open our prodigals' eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God, in order that our prodigals may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in Jesus. May our prodigals not be ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone and anyone who believes. Do this, knowing the time that is already the hour for our prodigals to awaken from sleep, for now our prodigal salvation is near than when our prodigal first believed. The night is almost gone and the day is near. Therefore, let our prodigal lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Lord, please create in our prodigals a desire in... Let me start that again. Lord, please create a desire in our prodigals to come out from among them and be separate. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may you give to our prodigals the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that our prodigals should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. May our prodigals put off discerning. May our prodigals put off concerning their former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of their mind. And may our prodigals put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. May our prodigals submit themselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from them. A prayer of relinquishment. Lord, I'm not sure what it's going to take to conform our prodigals to the image of Christ, but my sister and I release them into your hands for you to conform to your purposes and plans. We are committed to love our prodigals and bless them however and whatever you do and they do, or they do. And a prayer of faith. Thank you, Jesus, that our prodigals will be coming home to you. We'll leave the day to you, Lord, but we wait, believing, for as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return, therefore, without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall your word be which goes forth from your mouth. It shall not return empty without accomplishing what is desired and without succeeding. Thank you, sister, for joining me in prayer. Of course, we're praying all this in the name of our Lord and Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died on the cross for our sins and for the sins of our prodigal, but he also rose from the dead on the third day, and he ascended to the Father, and he is interceding for our prodigal's behalf as well. So what a testimony that we will hear one day that our prodigals, these prayers were answered and our prodigals will return to their rightful place as daughters and sons of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And for those that have not known Jesus as their Savior, we pray for their salvation. If you're interested in looking at this prayer sheet, it's 2 pages. It is found on momsinprayer.org. You go to prayer sheets and then you look for the tab that says prodigals, and it has these prayers that we just prayed, the scripture, and it also has the address where it's found in the Bible. Thank you, sister, for joining me. I appreciate you linking arms with me as we seek the Father on behalf of our precious prodigals. Until next time, remember, we are to live far above our circumstances and in the heavenly realms with Christ, keeping our eyes fixed on the author and perfecter of our faith and the faith of our prodigals. God bless you, sister. Bye-bye.